Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. Welcome to another refreshing moment on Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because I believe God has something special to say to your heart. Whether you're driving, just getting ready for your day, or having your quiet time, let's lean in together for a word that will inspire and strengthen you. Today's topic is the power of prayer, and our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let's start with a story from Scripture. In 1 Kings 18, there's this powerful moment when Elijah, the prophet, prayed earnestly for rain after a long drought. Now, what's striking is not just that he prayed, but how he prayed, persistently, passionately, and with expectation. 7 times he sent his servant to look for signs of rain, and on the 7th time, there was just a tiny cloud, the size of a man's hand. Yet Elijah knew that was God's answer, and soon the heavens opened. This story reminds me of something vital. Prayer isn't just saying words to God. It's engaging with Him in faith and trusting His timing. Prayer is our lifeline to God. It's how we connect our hearts to His, how we exchange our worries for His peace, and how we align our desires with His perfect will. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7 tells us not to be anxious about anything, but to bring everything to God in prayer. Let me ask you, what are you carrying today? Maybe it's a decision you need to make. Maybe it's a health concern. Maybe it's the weight of family responsibilities. The beautiful thing about prayer is that it doesn't require a perfect speech or a holy location. God just wants you honest, open, real. And when we pray, we're not just talking at God, we're talking with God. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Isn't that amazing? The Creator of the universe invites us to call on Him. Sometimes we think prayer is just about asking. But prayer also changes us. It shapes our character, increases our patience, strengthens our faith, and draws us deeper into intimacy with God. When was the last time you prayed, not because you needed something, but simply because you wanted to spend time with your Father? If you haven't done that in a while, here's your encouragement. God delights in your voice. He loves to hear from you, not just your needs, but your gratitude, your worship, your heart. Psalm 145 verse 18. What if today you approached prayer not as a duty, but as a daily conversation with your closest friend? Remember, James chapter 5 verse 16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." That means your prayers are not bouncing off the ceiling. They are reaching the very throne of God. Not just that, it means your prayers possess power, the ability to effect a change. What change do you desire today? I don't know what you have been going through, but I have a good news for you. If you can pray in faith, God will change your situation today and turn your life around totally. Here's something I'd love you to reflect on. If prayer is the key that unlocks God's peace and power in your life, what could be different about your day if you chose to use that key more often? Today, set aside at least 10 minutes, no phone, no distractions, and just talk to God. Thank Him. Share your heart, listen for His voice, write down anything He places in your spirit. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I walk in the power of prayer. I am connected to my Heavenly Father. My heart is aligned with God's will. My mind is at peace, and my faith is unshakable. I receive strength, wisdom, and joy for my day in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for always hearing us, even when our words are few. I pray for every listener today. may they feel your presence in a fresh way. Give them peace where there's anxiety, hope where there's despair, and strength where there's weakness. Bless their going out and their coming in today. In Jesus' name, amen. If today's devotional blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a one-year daily Bible reading plan for you and your family. Until next time, remember, prayer is your superpower. Use it today.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.